Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Free the gang, did it, hey shit. Free the gang, did it, hey shit.
Brother bring my check right away. Noble gang going out the brazen away. Got a truck bomb like 808. Pull, I can't say shit, DOA. Duff auto tune. You a broke nigga, please check it out of room. Wrong smoke, don't make me have to call the gong. Cut throat, no, I'm bleeding, linking out of wound. Standing on why your tummy here, feel. I thought that y'all was some real niggas. But love ain't allowed over here, nigga. Stay focused and run up a meal tip. Ain't talking about money, can't deal with. Bitches, they tryna leech off me, can't chill with. You didn't try to call me when I was locked up last year. Say love ain't allowed over here. Yeah. Bills call me from down the road, you know I got him. Tony told me he coming home, my ass a problem. P.O. she could call him a phone, stop calling. Stuck in the studio, don't wanna be bothered. Shawty call me daddy, I don't wanna be a father. I'm just steady rapping, I ain't trying to be a robber. Mama telling me like son, you got things smarter. I'm just trying to be the one to take up all of them. I pray that great be the case. You know all lie on the way. Free the one lot in them gate. Put my whole gang on the race. Short time to take us away. We can't go out like TK. I gotta make us away. I want blue face of the day. If you owe me, better pay. I ain't got no patience today. Brother bring my check right away. Noble gang going out the brazen way. Got a truck bomb like 808. Pull I can't say shit, DOA. Duff auto tune. You a broke nigga, please check it out of room. Wrong smoke, don't make me have to call the goon. Cut throat, no, I'm bleeding, linking out of wound. Standing while y'all tell me here, feel. I thought that y'all was some real niggas. But love ain't allowed over here, niggas. Stay focused and run up a meal tip. Ain't talking about money, can't deal with. Bitches, they tryna leech off me, can't chill with. You didn't try to call me when I was locked up last year. Say love ain't allowed over here.
No, I can't fuck with you, bro, nigga. I'ma get the money, get the dough, nigga. Get my cup, pull up, walk me a four, nigga. Can't be scratching about no motherfucking hoe, nigga. You want pressure, we pull it right to your dough, nigga. Wrong text me to plug, just drop the low, nigga. Got him gone, call him back, we need some more, nigga. Got a stench net, the motherfucking stone, nigga, yeah.
You a broke nigga, please check it out of room. Wrong smoke, don't make me have to call the goon. Cut throat, no, I'm bleeding, linking out of wound. Standing while y'all tell me here, feel. I thought that y'all was some real nigga. But love ain't allowed over here, nigga. Stay focused and run up a meal tip. Ain't talking about money, can't deal with. Bitches, they tryna leech off me, can't chill with. You didn't try to call me when I was locked up last year. Say love ain't allowed over here.
Hi, this is Max Groove, smooth jazz recording artist, producer, and DJ. I like to stay tuned into the hottest internet radio station in the universe, Behind the Scenes, with hosts Curtis and Niecy Lee, every Sunday night and every other Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. 516-595-8305. Again, I'm Max Groove, inviting you to join me on my radio show, Jazzin' to the Max, on Global Sensations Radio Network, GSRN, the place where your music lives.
All right, so this is your boy, Kurt ENT, Behind the Scenes Radio. The Grand Rising Show, the number is 516-595-8305. Make sure that you press 1 if you want to talk. Or you can tune in on the Facebook now. I don't know how many times I'm going to do this, but I'm doing this today because I want people to actually see what I'm talking about, because a lot of people think that I'm crazy when I post stuff like this. And they think like this shit ain't happening, but it's happening around us. And we're not paying no attention to it. We just believe that we're human beings and that, you know, we just live it, you know. And it's if you haven't noticed, I mean, I'm 40 years old now, and the older that I get, I'm realizing like a lot of weird things are happening. I've seen a lot of weird things happen to me that, well, I've been in the midst of and seen some weird shit happen. And I've been in houses where I've seen, you know, spirits or whatever, or something in the corner of your eye, and you'd be like, what the fuck was that? You know, or, you know, it's been a couple there. I can tell a couple different stories of things that have happened to me in my life, and you just can't explain it. You have no idea how the fuck it happened, or like, it's just, you just can't explain it. So there's a video. I'm going to tell y'all the name of the channel. The name of the channel is, hold on. The name of the channel is, Impossible Channel. So you go check this guy out. This is on his Facebook, the Impossible Channel. White guy, but it doesn't matter what color you are. If you're posting some shit that, like, I watched like 3 hours of this shit. No, not 3 hours. I watched about 2 hours of this shit last night. And, like, it was just really weird stuff that he was showing on his page. But, like, you could tell, like, some of this shit, a lot of this shit is real that I'm about to show y'all, right? So I've got to show y'all this one right here. This is the most craziest one out of all of them, right? So this is Chris Brown. And, you know, we love Chris Brown, man. I love Chris Brown, but I always knew, like, something was up. Always thought something was up, you know? So let's just, I'm going to fast forward it to that part. Let's just watch the whole thing. Let's watch the whole thing. Here we go. Y'all see the breath? Wait, hold on. Peep that shit out, though. Peep that shit out, though. Look. Ground fucking moving around.
What the?
Hey, so out making deliveries, and what is this? There's a floating bird.
We ain't know what it is. But we won't walk over there, but we scared to walk over there.
Hi. I'm James LaFleur, and you're watching the Impossible Channel. Welcome aboard. Today we're going to be taking a look at unexplained, mysterious, and strange videos. Things that will probably leave you scratching your head for days. Are you guys ready? Because this is going to be a wild one. Let's go.
Made me think about this shit. Now, shout outs to him. Make sure you go check out his channel. But let's go. Let's get into this,
when it comes to people, for some reason, there are loads of mysterious and unexplained things. You probably remember Michael Jackson and the supposed apparition of his ghost in his house just days after he died. Not if that was really his ghost or not, I'm not too sure. But if you research actors, musicians, strange things sometimes happen to them. All of a sudden, one of them starts acting strange. Behavior no one knows exactly how to explain. Others freeze completely for minutes.
See that? The fuck are they fixing in the back of his head?
Goes up. And recently,
Shaquille O'Neal.
Different with Chris Brown.
Watch
now,
Chris,
though. If you don't know who Chris Brown is, he's an American singer, songwriter, and according to Billboard, he's one of the most influential and successful R&B singers ever. But Chris Brown isn't just a singer. It seems that everything he does it very well, including playing basketball. Now, Dunkadamics is a YouTube channel who posts videos of famous people and players, and Chris Brown was featured many times on this channel. And in one of the videos that Dunkadamics posted of Chris Brown playing, something really strange happened. Check this out. Did you see it? For some mysterious reason, Chris Brown's fingers become longer and longer. His hand shapeshifts.
Do y'all see that shit? Do y'all see that shit?
And right after he tries to...
Look at...
Without success, he hides the same hand that appears to shapeshift. Now, this video has been circling the internet and has gone viral in almost all social platforms. And theories ranging from a shapeshifter to a robot and even a glitch in the Matrix as if we're living in some sort of simulation are some of the ideas.
Academics watch it again.
Channel who posts videos of famous watch people it again. And players. And Chris Brown was featured many times on this channel.
Let's watch it again.
In one of the videos that Dunkadamics posted of Chris Brown playing, something really strange happened. Check this out. Did you see it? For some mysterious reason, Chris Brown's fingers become longer and longer. His hand shapeshifts, and right after he tries dunking without success, he hides the same hand that appears to shapeshift. Now, this video has been circling the internet and has gone viral in almost all social platforms, and theories ranging from a shapeshifter to a robot and even a glitch in the Matrix as if we're living in some sort of simulation are some of the...
Now, somebody tell me what the fuck is going on. Can somebody tell me what the fuck is going on? Because I know I'm not crazy. I know what the fuck I just seen. But that's not the only time that that's happened, because Shaquille O'Neal done froze the fuck up on live TV. This motherfucker was on, and y'all seen a Rose. They fixing something on the back of his fucking head. Like, they done opened up a little compartment, put something in. What the fuck is really going on, man? What the fuck is really going on, man? Something the fuck is going on with these people, man. I can't explain it. You can't explain it. But what the fuck is really going on? Like, I seen it. His fucking hand grew. That what, yo, listen, and you see the dude in the background, if you really paid attention, the dude in the background that seen this shit was like, whoa, hold the fuck on, watch. Watch dude face.
Success.
Watch dude face in the back.
That appears to shape.
Back here. Wait,
now,
hold
this
on.
This video has been circling the internet and has gone viral in almost
wait,
all
hold on,
social
hold on,
platforms.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
And theories.
Dude seen it.
Did you see it? For some mysterious
he's
reason,
seen it.
Chris Brown's fingers.
Because look at his face. The guy in the back in the
hand shapeshifts. And right after he tries dunking without success, he hides the same hand that appears to shapeshift. Now, this video has been circling.
Now, why did he put his hands behind his back? Because if you paid attention, he looking, and then he was like, whoa, like, oh, shit, what the fuck was that? He was like, the fuck was that? He seen it. So what's really going on with these people, man? What's really going on with the world? Now, we're going to keep on watching this video because I want to keep on watching it.
mostly the internet and has gone viral in almost all social platforms. And theories ranging from a shapeshifter to a robot and even a glitch in the Matrix as if we're living in some sort of simulation are some of the ideas that internet users have come up with. Now what makes this even creepier and creepier is that famous people have come out with stories about shapeshifters in the celebrity world. Billy Corgan is one of them.
Let's just say I was with somebody once and I saw a transformation that I can't explain.
The person transformed into something other than human.
Yes, I saw it. It's a strange thing.
The second time you saw a shapeshifter, where were
you? It happened with the same person twice.
What do you think is going on here? In your opinion, could this have been faked somehow, or is it the real deal, and there's something strange going on here? Every year, the Earth is hit by about 6,000 meteors large enough to hit the ground. Now, most of these meteors, they break into pieces and they hit the ground as small rocks.
Roupa do exército camuflado, sem fazer nenhum. Bora, Jadson. Bora, Lia. Aí, é assim que se faz. Danado foi aquilo, hein? Tu viste? Ali, ó. Passou ali no céu, ali, ó.
And recently, loads of videos of strange things falling from the sky have surfaced the internet. Question is, are all of these objects just meteors, or might some of them be something else? A video sent to us by a subscriber shows a group of people face to face with a mysterious and odd situation. This is what they caught on camera.
Maybe that's it. This thing come with the sky, right? It land on the air, then it land inside the pond. But how it is, it land like right inside the water, but the water ain't gone over yet, and we ain't know what it is. But see, we won't walk over there, but we scared to walk over there, dog.
You know what? I'm sitting here thinking about this shit. And you know what, Niecy? I think when we went to Brooklyn with the Kerry Corner show, I think that that was my way in. They were testing me to see what was going to go on. I think that they were testing both of us. We didn't pass that motherfucking test. I didn't pass that shit with flying colors. Because the shit that I said, they was like, oh, he too reckless. But that motherfucker, we can't even do this. I truly do. I think that that was a test. Now that I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about this shit. And see, I'm an overthinker. I overthink things. And I really, like, really... I may not overthink it right then, but I overthink things. And I think that that was my test to be able to get in. And I showed them I didn't want to fucking be in there. I truly do. That was my way to fuck in. I'm glad I fucked that way in. I'm glad I fucked that up. Like, really. Because they watching me, and I don't give a fuck. I know they watching me. I've just had too many things happen to me. But, all right, come on, let's keep on going.
Okay, they ain't even liking the fight, but like, you just fuck. And you can see, wait, well, unless it's Bush King.
Well, unless it's Bush and water. What a fire could be in the middle of the water.
In the video, you can hear one of the men explain that an object fell on the lake. And they're afraid of getting closer to it because they don't know what it is. And I think that was a smart move, taking into consideration that the tree is still intact. and whatever it is that fell on it did not break it apart and seems to be somehow irradiating from it. Now, this is just my opinion, and there's not much more information on this video. However, if you have seen anything like this before, please do leave a comment. What do you think is really going on here? I don't know about you, but I really enjoy studying about different cultures. And in many of them, there are depictions of mythological creatures. It's as if for some of these ancient cultures, some of these mythological creatures actually existed at some point in history. Some of them you may have heard of. For instance, gnomes, fairies, werewolves, the Kraken, and it goes on.
Oh, no, I'm off.
For instance, Ross Games posted a video to Reddit recently where a field caretaker saw white lights on a nearby field. When he went to investigate, he found circles of burnt grass. And this is what happened next.
That's footsteps.
Hey!
Time to go!
What seems to be a small humanoid figure appears just behind one of the bushes. His dog is agitated, and the caretaker runs in fear. Now, if this is indeed an unknown creature or something like that, I'll leave it up to you. But I guess that one of the most mysterious mythological creatures out there are giant humans. Now, the most reasonable and logical explanation is that giants were just a figment of someone's imagination at some point in time. However, if you stop to think about it, how is it that most of these ancient cultures that had no contact whatsoever with each other depicted similar giant humanoid creatures?
In the oral tradition of many tribes, I've yet to come across a tribal member from a tribe that does not have stories of giants roaming the land.
Was it just a coincidence, a figment of their imagination, or was it something entirely different?
Tula, this overhang here, it's spectacular. And I see that people have been visiting here because they've been leaving little coins here.
What appears to be giant footprints can be found scattered all over the world. This one, for instance, is in South Africa. And there's another impressive footprint that can be found at a beach in Indonesia. And the list of mysterious places where these footprints can be found goes on. But it's not just footprints. There is a mystery in Kodachrome Basin in Utah and White Mountains in Wyoming. To this day, hasn't been completely explained.
Y'all seeing this shit?
Footprints in White Mountain and Kodachrome Basin are somehow etched perfectly into stone.
Like somebody was climbing that shit.
These markings were done by Native Americans around 5 to 6,000 years ago. But the thing is, how did an ancient people manage to create these markings? And is it just a coincidence that they can be found both in Utah and in Wyoming, 461 miles apart from one another? At some point in your life, you've probably been inside of an airplane. Just so you have an idea, in 2019 alone, 3 to 4 million people traveled by plane. That's a lot of people, isn't it? The thing is, when it comes to mysterious and unexplained things,
All right, so that's really enough. I mean, that alone right there, that's crazy. Just that alone. Footprints, big giant fucking footprints. We've all heard of the story of the, not all of it, the Anunnaki and the, what was the giant people's names? The prevalence or some shit like that. I've read some stories about it and kind of like did a little research, not nothing really deep into the research about it, but It just seems odd to me that all of these things are starting to really, people are starting to see this shit. And it's not, it's been around. It's nothing, this is nothing new. Shit been around. It's nothing new. It's not like, ooh, this is something new. This is nothing that's new. Shit been around. So why don't we pay no attention to it? Why are we not paying no attention to it? It's a lot of crazy things going on around us, and we're not paying no attention to it. That's why they give you a 9-to-5 job. That's why they give you a 9-to-5 job. That's why you got to have you a job, man. So you ain't got to pay no attention to this. You got all your bills and cell phone, cable bill, lights, gas, water, all these things to keep you from even thinking about it. Not me. Even when I was paying bills, even when I had jobs and in between jobs, I still thought about this, but everybody doesn't. You know what I believe, man? I believe that I think about this shit just like everybody else thinks about it. I just speak on it. Because people think about it. You got to. It's right in front of your face. It's right in front of your face, so you got to think about it. I mean, it's right there. You know, I don't know. I got to play some music, man. I got to play some music because this shit is just too crazy. We're going to play JT Music Thinking About You.
Girl, you know that I've been thinking about you. Girl, you know that you're the one on my mind, baby. You're the only one I'm wanting, baby. Can't nobody do what you do. Baby, you're the one I need. And I can't lie, everything you do got me so crazy over you. Baby, you don't. Girl, you know. Girl, I just want you to be mine. The mother shorties is the past, baby girl, you're the future. Future shorty, I dedicate this to you. Other girls is the past, baby girl, you're the future. Future shorty, I dedicate this to you. Girl, you're my only girl, you're the truth. Girl, can nobody do what you do. Girl, you're my only girl, you're the truth. Girl, can't nobody do what you do. Girl, you know that I wanna love you. Girl, you know that I wanna love you. Girl, you know that I've been thinking about you. You know that I've been thinking about you. Girl, you know that I've been thinking about you. Girl, I just want you to be mine. Girl, you know that I've been thinking about you. You know that I've been thinking about you. Girl, you know that I've been thinking about you. Girl, I just want you to be mine. The mother shorties is the past, baby girl, you're the future. Future shorty, I dedicate this to you. Other girls is the past, baby girl, you're the future. Future, shorty, I dedicate this to you.
are now tuned into Behind the Scenes Radio.
I've been waiting for you, standing by my window to get a view. Though I got a busy schedule, but you got my attention, I'm so focused on you. Everyone is talking about you, cause you shine brighter than the sun and moonlight too. The first time I met you, I was shaking, I felt so uneasy from my head to my belly. Like a spirit, you enter my body, I'm losing my mind, can't control how I'm feeling. My mind only revolves around you, I'm losing touch with reality too. Yet I like it.
I don't got nothing else to say, man. The show speaks for it fucking self, man. It's not too much that I have to say, man. I just know that some crazy shit is going on. And nobody wants to talk about it. That's basically what it is. It's a whole bunch of crazy shit going on and nobody wants to talk about it. And I'm just going to leave it like that. It's not too much that I have to say. Make sure that you tune in with us tomorrow morning, same time, same place. We'll be talking about something else that people are thinking about, but they don't want to talk about it. All right, so I'm out.